pastor retired, and somebody, one of these purpose-driven people got in there, just completely changed the whole thing around, just tore up the church. So we're thankful that the church has remained steadfast. Like Brother Shorter, we learned a lot of our doctrine here, even though we came from a good church in Texas, came here, and it was amazing how God worked. We didn't know anybody at Berean. And I knew several people around town because we came from this large church and they had several college students, Bible college students. And we just thought, well, this is close to the church. We want to be real involved and let's try it out. But you know what Brother Gray's preaching and Clifford Burrell, somebody mentioned, he reminded me of my own dad. I was up in Chicago and just died a couple of years later from strokes. But God just drew us here, and we knew this is where we're supposed to go. But Teresa started working for the church as secretary, and we came in January 1981, and then she started working, and she worked off and on over the years, but mostly on. But in 1982, she worked for Brother Gray. I mean, Brother Gray hired her, and then Brother Smith, he was the youth director, and he left. And Brother Gray talked to me in the office one day and asked me to stick around. And I had no clue about staying in Springfield. I was just willing to do whatever God had me to do. And I asked the Lord about it, and he gave me peace about it. And I said, Lord, there's so many churches around here, and there's other places where there's not too many and so forth. And he just laid it on my heart even stronger that God could use us here. So we're thankful we had many years here, about 18 as far as on the full-time staff. By the way, Brother Grace says, you know, I wasn't really sure about you at first. I really liked Teresa. So anyway, really made me feel wonderful, you know. But anyway, we worked with Brother Rick for a while. I mean, I hate to say this, Brother Rick, but I'm glad you didn't say anything about me. But I remember him as a dumpster diver. See, he was really frugal, you know. And we're going down the highway in 44, and he says, we're in the middle of 44. He says, we got to stop up there. I think I was driving at the time. So we pull over in the middle of the highway, and he sees this wrench that some truck driver or somebody threw out. And the thing was all beat up. He said, oh, that thing's no good. And we just moved on. But anyhow, we had some good times. We had some fun times. Brother Fred, the whole time I was here, he was working with the seniors. And amazing what the Lord did with our seniors over the years. I looked across congregation one day at the Golden Ages many, many years ago. I thought, man, there's only one fellow over 80. And now I'm sure there's many. But there's probably dozens of women. I said, are these women that hard on the men in this church? I don't know. But anyhow, he did a wonderful job with the Golden Ager. He's a practical joker back then. I'm sure he's gotten over that now, you know. We were on visitation on a Thursday morning, and the ladies went out too. Helen and Sharon were in the church van right in front of us. And they're talking away, you know. They're just gabbing away at the stop sign over there at Grant and Kearney, headed for the church. And the light just stopped, so Fred got the idea he wasn't driving. He jumped out of the car, and on Helen's side, he just pulled open the door. And she went, ah! But anyway, it was fun, I'll tell you. So one time I thought, you know, Fred's always scaring Helen, you know. So I think I'll try it sometime. And I knew she was downstairs in this building. And that's kind of scary to be alone. So I went down there and tried to scare her. Oh! And anyway, I said, I'm not scaring her no more. She scared me. But Lance, you know, I thought, well, try it on Lance sometime. She'll be all right, you know. And I come in at night and open the door to that other building. And Lance, you hear him playing away on the piano. And I go in there and holler at him, and he fell right off of the piano. So I thought, this scaring business is kind of not very good, but we sure appreciated everything that the church did. Brother Gray, he was amazing as far as he let me do my thing. You know, he let Brother Fred do his thing in the sense that, I mean, he if there's anything objectionable, he'd tell us. But he didn't just you know, tell us all what to do. And he was just so supportive over the years. And Brother Abel's too, when we stayed with him a couple years after Brother Gray resigned. But it was a wonderful time. You know, social media can be a kind of a bad thing nowadays sometimes. But I'm one of these social media spies, I guess. As I look, I don't put much in there, but I look on Teresa's account and it's just to see how people are doing. And it's amazing, even though I know we just had a little part in our life, it's amazing to look back at many of them serving the Lord. So that's worth it all. Whatever hardship or whatever trouble it was, it's well worth it. And one of these days, you know, this gives a little taste of heaven. We'll all be together, and it'll be worth it all when we see at the judgment seat of Christ. The Bible says we'll be rewarded for the good that we've done in people's lives. I believe if you study the context there, it's building. It's a building passage about we are God's building, and the church is, and then in a way each individual believer is, and God's going to judge us by the material that we use to build lives and how we work with other people. So thank God for that, and like I said, I appreciate this experience today, and just God bless you and Brother Abel's, and he was good to us and still is, and we just thank you for this church. Appreciate it.